There's something that affects us, and it's every one of us in one way or another, and it's authority. Doesn't matter if you're a teacher, if you're a student, you're an adult, you're a child, an employee, an employer. Every one of us has to deal with authority. And clearly, God is a God who takes full responsibility for governing authority. It's no wonder that Paul said we are to pray for all who are in authority in 1 Timothy 2:2. For he realized all in authority are put there by God. And so key to living a meaningful and fulfilled life is maintaining proper attitude toward those in authority. And so you're going to find meaning and fulfillment is someone who can properly relate the scripture and to people. Look at chapter 8 of Ecclesiastes, verse 1. Who is like the wise, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the hardness of his face is changed. And so this wise man knows the proper interpretation there. The qualities in that verse may contextually refer to one in authority or one under authority. And so that Hebrew word interpretation is one that refers to having the ability to explain or interpret something. And a wise person is one who can look at something and then explain it, even if it's difficult. And in Old Testament times, this particularly had to do with the ability to hear some strange dream and then be able, by the supernatural wisdom of God, to give an interpretation to it. In the New Testament times, one who is wise can look at Scripture and give a careful and accurate explanation of what it means. And such a person is, by God's estimation, wise. And notice carefully who is wise. It's not one who's given to the emotional. It's not one who's given to the irrational. It's not one who's even given to the sensational. It is one given to the ability to explain. And so zeal in action must never replace thinking. And that wise man is one who has a proper countenance or the look. The word stern is one that can be a positive or negative. The actual Hebrew word refers to one strong, mighty, firm, hard. Wise people have a look about them that is firm. They're not surface-level people, and there's a certain strength and firmness there. And so the idea here is that when a man is becoming wise, his countenance or facial expression will not only have the serious side to it, but it will also have illumination. The Hebrew word literally reflects having a face that shines. Having a face that shines is Old Testament imagery for looking favorably and graciously upon someone. And so if you look at that context, the wise person, whether the one in authority or the one under authority, is the one who not only is serious, but also is gracious. If the one in authority, he is the one who faces many negative pressures and threats, but he still knows how to treat people graciously. If you're under authority, you look upon those in authority with grace and not with hostility. So the one they'll find meaning and fulfillment is the one who will obey authority. Look at verse 2. I say, keep the king's command because of God's oath to him. So people who ultimately find real meaning and fulfillment because God's face of blessing is shining on them are people who obey authority. It's the mark of wisdom to fear the Lord and the king. It's difficult to interpret because of the oath before God. It may refer to an oath one made before God to do something such as obey the authority. It was a custom for people to take an oath of allegiance or loyalty to the king. Or it may refer to the fact that God's oath or decree has put one in authority. In either case, God takes a serious look at how subordinates respond to the counsel and commands of those in authority. So to blatantly refuse to obey those in authority is a very serious matter in the sight of God. Paul said, let every person be in subjection to the governing authorities in Romans 13, verse 1. So the one that's going to find meaning and fulfillment is the one who will not be quick to oppose one in authority. Look at verse 3. Be not hasty to go from his presence. Do not take your stand in an evil cause, for he does whatever he pleases. For the word of the king is supreme. And who may say to him, what are you doing? Whoever keeps the command will know no evil thing, and the wise heart will know the proper time and the just way. For there is a time and a way for everything. Although man's trouble lies heavy on him. For he does not know what it is to be, for who can tell him how it will be? So those who turn against God-ordained leadership are not moving in a direction of God's blessing, but of calamity, a sudden calamity. And even if we do something that causes the ruler's temper to rise, we should not abandon our position to seek a quick defection. So such a uniting with others, against one in authority is evil. The one in authority has the right to do whatever he pleases. So if you have this insurrection going, it's not going to change the mind of the one in authority, and it may even make his anger rise. God will always work through this ordained leadership. He can turn the leader's mind any way he wishes. And the one in authority is the one with authority. Just because a bunch of people don't like a leader does not change the fact that God is the one who gave him the authority to be the leader. And when one gets before God, it'll be the word of the leader that will carry an authoritative ring, which will have eternal ramifications. And the one who submits to authority experiences no trouble. The one who does not oppose leadership will discover his life is basically tranquil in his relationship with that authority. In fact, God will grant this type of individual the wisdom to know when to do and say something and when not to do and say something. So submission is not to be blind with passivity. The wise man will be alert to God's timing and proper procedures. God will not bring his judgment calamity on one who submits to leadership. However, that does not mean one does not have a right to discuss matters with leadership. And no one knows what God is going to do in the future. Opposing God-ordained leadership is very foolish. Who knows what God is doing with that leadership? And then we see that the one who will find meaning and fulfillment is one who recognizes the limitations of authority. Look at verse 8. He goes on and he says this: no man has power to retain the spirit or power over the day of death. There's no discharge from war, nor will wickedness deliver those who are given to it. So no man or any authority can control God's wind. All authority is still subject to the absolute sovereign God. And no authority has authority over death. No authority, no matter how powerful, can prevent or avert that appointed death hour. And no authority should be discharged in time of war. That word discharge is one that means to release, such as in a furlough in the middle of a war. No authority can go on furlough, and no soldiers should either. No evil will ever wind up delivering people who did evil. Those who proudly defy God-ordained authority are going to ultimately discover they will not be delivered from calamity that God will send. And the last thing here is the one who writes these things lived these things. Look at verse 9. All this I observed while applying my heart to all that is done under the sun, when man had power over man to his hurt. Of course, the ultimate authority which wise people will always submit to is the authority of God, found in his word. Those who submit to God's word will always find meaning and fulfillment, no matter who is in charge.